Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm thinking a lot these days, and many things are happening, and so I came to the subject today, the time before the rapture. The Bible text we have is from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. It says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." And then we read the second verse from Matthew chapter 24, verses 32 and 33, now where Jesus was saying, "Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branches has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near, at the door." Many Christians quote the verse where Jesus said, "Nobody knows the time except the Father." We have to understand there are two separate events ahead of us. One is the rapture of the church, and the other is the second coming of Jesus. These are events that take place at different times. The rapture can come anytime, and the second coming of Jesus will come 7 years later, but we don't know exactly when. This is the event that Jesus spoke about when he said, "No one knows the time," that concerns his second coming. About the rapture, Jesus said, "When you see these things, you know that it is near, right at the door." Many don't want to hear the truth today. The lie has become the truth. Propaganda and misinformation is a new truth. The misinformation about climate change has been taken up by many people, and they have spent billions of francs to change or to stop the climate change. But it's a hoax, because climate change has taken place ever since God has created this earth. There were times when there was ice, everything was ice. The whole of Europe was covered with ice. And there were times when it was hot. And actually now, we're coming out of cool time. The misinformation about COVID and vaccination is still in our remembrance. COVID was a flu, a really bad flu, but that's all good. Misinformation is happening everywhere. And with the COVID, they made a big thing out of it without scientific proof. They shut down the whole world. The Bible warns us that at the end, deceivers will appear. There are so many deceptions in the world today that you cannot count them. So many deceptions, you cannot count all of them. Truth is not what it used to be. Even Pilate, he asked Jesus, "What is truth?" What is truth? Meaning there are many truths. There is no truth. And people say, "The truth is what I believe." The Bible says the time will come when you cannot buy or sell unless you have the sign of the beast. We are not there yet, not yet, but the world is preparing for that. It's an idea of to invent a central bank digital currency. Independent presidential candidate Robert Kennedy, he warned that the central bank digital currency paved the way for an authoritarian government in America, similar to the Chinese communist regime. This article is talking about America, but it will be established everywhere in the world. He said, I'm against central bank digital currencies because that is part of the path to getting us where China is today. That's where they started. That's where they started. That's where all the other countries have started. With a central bank digital currency, it's the end of freedom. You will be slaves if we allow that to happen, Mr. Kennedy said. If we get a central bank digital currency, they would do what they do in China. In China, when you go to buy groceries or petrol or anything else, you pay with your face. That means facial recognition system. The communist regime keeps a social credit score on its citizens so that anyone found violating the regulations will face penalties and restrictions, which means they are potentially restricting an individual success or access to a grocery, to stores, to buy petrol, to buy a bus ticket, or anything else within a certain radius of his house or his working place. So you cannot buy petrol, you cannot buy any ticket, you cannot buy anything at all, and you're confined to your home. That is what is happening today. The government will be able to destroy lives, and that is a very dangerous power that the governments try to get, and we have to stop them. Donald Trump said, as your president, I will never allow the creation of central bank digital currency. You see, it is another deception thinking that facial recognition or currencies will make life easier. It's a fake. It's not true. It enslaves us. Our opening verse was from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and 4, where it says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have nothing else, they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. UN has proposed a treaty on so-called crime against humanity. It has been prepared behind closed doors by radical globalists. They declare it is illegal to oppose LGBT radicalism, child sexual mutilation, or abortion. Even priests and pastors are labeled as criminals because they hold to the truth of the Bible. Praise the Lord. United Nations elites plan to present the so-called Treaty on
crimes against humanity. And that was actually yesterday when they declared, I didn't hear the response yet. They will begin to adopt this straight away. The United Nations' obsession with gender, LGBT, abortion, and transgender issues has reached the point where they want to label any criticism or different viewpoint as crime against the humanity. This is not only serious, this is absolutely alarming. If the UN has its way, you and I will not be able to publicly protect our children or grandchildren from the harmful promotion of gender ideology and transsexualization at a young age. Our children will be at the mercy of ideologies who are convinced that they know better than you and I what is good for our children or grandchildren. Our opinion will be brutally silenced and ignored. Furthermore, priests and pastors could face persecution if they dare to question gender dogmas. Public statements about biological facts or even quoting scripture could soon be added to the UN list of crimes against humanity. That is the same list that condemns human trafficking and organ trafficking and slave labor. The United Nations will vote on a draft, or has voted yesterday on a draft, aimed at including statements about the simplest biology or even quoting Bible passages as crimes against humanity. If this draft is adopted, the treaty will open the door for an unprecedented criminalization of our views of gender, sexuality, life, and family. UN will vote on a proposal to add certain statements about the simplest biology and the reading of certain Bible passages on this list as crime against humanity. It says in Genesis 1 and 2 that God has created man and woman. And it says, man and woman, he has created them. But this quote would then be the same as it would be a crime to say that. It would be on the list as organ trafficking and genocide. Radical activists and lobbying organizations have invented this proposal to silence any opposition to their LGBT propaganda, child mutilation, and abortion. Consider the consequences. If this treaty is adopted, it will open the door to an unprecedented criminalization of our views of gender, sexuality, life, and family. Anyone who opposes the LGBT ideology, the mutilation of children with alleged sex changes, or against abortion up to the ninth month would have to fear legal proceedings. I'm telling you these things to show you what is happening today. It's not something in the future sometimes. It's what's happening today. What does it say in our opening scripture? They will not induce sound doctrine, but according to their own desires. What they desire, they will say, is the truth. Truth is bent. Evil is a new truth in the world. The truth of the gospel is mocked and criminalized. Nobody should tell me that the rapture is far away. When I look at what is happening, the rapture is around the corner. Because of sexual sin, Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. Today, the devil is preparing the world for the time during the tribulation. Once a Christian's church has been taken out of this world, has been evacuated from the wrath of God, the devil will have no more hindrance. He will unleash his evil schemes. We can read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken away out of the way. So that is the church that is being taken away from this world. It will be the rapture or the evacuation from the wrath of God. Paul mentioned moral decay as a sign of the coming end. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 to 5, it says, But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. From such people, turn away. Our culture has experienced increasing permissive attitudes towards sexuality, pornography, substance abuse, and other forms of immorality, indicating a shift from the biblical morality and values. The growing influence of secularism and relativism has led to a rejection of absolute truth and moral absolutes. This is resulting in moral relativation and the acceptance of diverse lifestyle and beliefs. This is disrespect for authority, erosion of trust in institutions, an increase in polarization and diversity within society contribute to moral decay and social unrest. Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 12, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. We see that is happening today. And Jesus continued with the next verse, where it says, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. He who endures to the end shall be saved. What are we to do in this evil time? What is our responsibility? We are to hold on to what the Bible says. We are to uphold the truth of the Bible. Whatever the world declares is not to make us afraid. It should make us bold. We endure to the end. Nothing can stop us from following the commands of Jesus Christ. The reason I'm teaching on these things is so that you may get strong in your own spiritual life. You have to be strong in your life. Too many deceptions are happening. And if you're not strong, you will fall. You must know the devil's schemes and stand up against him. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 2:11, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes. We are not unaware of what the devil is trying to do. So we are to be strong in the Lord. We are to look to the truth of the gospel, not to the truth of this world. Whatever the world declares does not apply to us. We are not of this world. We are from above. This becomes more evident the more the world turns against God. We do not live according to the standards of this world. We live according to the standards of God. The world is changing against God, changing the truth, changing his commands, changing the Bible. But God is one who never changes. He remains the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord. May this teaching make you go forward with Jesus Christ. The rapture is at hand. The rapture is at hand. There's no more time. No more time. We must be mobilized to fulfill the ministry of the gospel. Proclaim the seriousness of following Jesus Christ. So important to follow Jesus Christ. Preach the gospel everywhere so that more people will be saved before it is too late. Time is short, and many do not know the Lord yet. And they have to know so that they will not live here during the tribulation. Amen.